Listening 63. Downsizing on account of Arab hospitality. Today, I want to tell you about an incredible holiday experience that changed my life back in 2005. It was a terrible Welsh summer, cold, wet, and windy every day, so my wife and I decided to go to Morocco. She needed a holiday because she'd been suffering from a bone disease caused by a lack of calcium. We were also celebrating our 50th anniversary, so it seemed like a good idea. My amazing experience was on the very first day of our holiday. We spent all day at the beach, where the water was calm, just like our mood, and then we went camping in the desert. It was amazing. The campsite was in an old castle, and we were delighted by the dramatic scenery. On the second day of camping, we went on an excursion further into the desert. It was delightful, and we travelled on camel from sunrise to sunset. At around sunset, however, it started to get a bit windy and chilly. This was strange because all day it felt like we were a couple of chickens being heated up to 100 degrees. Anyway, the sand started to blow all around us in what was clearly a sandstorm. It was terrible. Sand in my eyes, sand in my clothes, and sand up my nose. Just as we started to get worried, though, we bumped into a bunch of Arab nomads. They were incredibly hospitable and took us to their tents. In fact, we were so impressed with the Arab hospitality, mentality and dignity, my wife and I decided to downsize from our four-bedroom house in Abu Ghraib to a tent in the Sahara Desert. We're much happier, though it's annoying the way sand gets into everything. But it's worth it. To watch the sunset and sunrise every day, and to see those beautiful clouds, and to have a spiritual life. All of our friends are Muslims, which is interesting as we're Welsh Puritans, but it's amazing how hospitable they are. Desert life. You should consider it.